Welcome to Your Classical Adventures from American Public Media, where classical music meets your imagination. I'm Liz Lyon. Composers can be inspired by so many things. Sometimes they create music that's brand new, and sometimes they can make their own version of a piece of music they really love. Violinist Pablo de Sarasate loved operas. Sometimes he would pick his favorite opera melodies and turn them into pieces he could play on his violin, with an orchestra as his backup band. Pablo de Sarasate called these pieces fantasies. Here is his fantasy based on a very famous opera named Carmen. I bet you know some famous fairy tales like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. I bet you also know that famous stories can have different versions. The story is mostly the same, but the details are different. When composers create a different version of a famous melody, it's called a variation. Composer Clara Schumann wrote some variations, or different versions, of a famous melody by her husband Robert Schumann, who was also a composer. Here is Variations on a Theme by Robert Schumann. Lastly, have you ever seen something old that was really beautiful, like a piece of clothing or a piece of artwork? Something that inspired you to create your own version, something that's similar, but also completely new. Composer Maurice Ravel did this with a piece called Pictures at an Exhibition by Modest Mussorgsky. He used the original melodies to create a whole new piece of music. Here is his version. I'm glad we could look at different ways composers have taken other people's works and created something completely new. Thanks for listening to Your Classical Adventures from American Public Media, where every note sparks a new idea. I'm Liz Lyon with help from producer Melanie Renata. Share what you're curious about and listen to a playlist from this episode at yourclassical.org/kids or wherever you download podcasts.